Last week, I came across a Straits Times article discussing the widening price gap between new launch condo and resale condo. I thought it would be an interesting read. But after going through it twice, honestly, I cannot understand the key takeaway. Other than the general idea is that the gap between both segments is getting wider. Here, maybe my English is not very good. That's why I cannot understand. Anyway, I decided to do my own analysis instead, using HPROP data to study the price disparity between new launch and resale condo from 2016 to 2026 for the good 10 years. For this analysis, I have included all private non-landed apartments and condominiums, excluding EC. Here, back in 2016, the average price of new launch condo was about 1434 PSF. In comparison, resale condo averaged around 1280 PSF. That's only a 12% difference. In other words, buyers back then were paying a relatively smaller premium for new launches. And for those who bought early, many have done extremely well. Here, a good example is my pet favorite, the Panorama in Ang Mo Kio, which was transacting around 1,200 per square feet back then. Today, it's already 2,200 per square feet. That's almost double in less than 10 years. Fast forward to 2021, the property market changed very significantly with more developers entering the market that led to rising land costs and construction costs. New launch prices averaged around 2,000 per square feet, while resale condo were around 1,400 per square feet. That's a 46% premium. A clear example is Treasure at Tampines, which was going at about 1,400 per square feet during the same period. Today, it's close to 2,000 per square feet, reflecting gain of about 43% in just 5 years. That's why many who enter the market post-COVID have generally done well. Unless they choose the wrong condo, for example, like this in Marina One. Here, I can still recall advising a buyer not to proceed. But he told me off, saying his advisors say that the government is spending huge amount of money remaking the CBD. That can't be wrong. But in my heart, the government not only remake the CBD, but throughout Singapore. Anyway, people buy condo to make money. They buy condo to lose money. Super sian. Now looking at 2026, the data show that new launch averaged around 2598 per square feet, while resale condo averaged about 1824 PSF. That's worked out to roughly a 42% premium. As reported, many analysts have suggested that the gap has narrowed slightly as compared to 2021. However, it's not as straightforward as it seems. In my opinion, many of today's new launches will eventually TOP and enter the resale market as resale condos, which means higher priced new condos will continually be added into the resale pool. Over time, this will gradually lift the overall resale average as well. You say, I talk sense or not? From a more practical perspective, what matters more is how newly TOP projects perform once they enter the resale market. As I always say, the resale market is the real property market between willing resale buyers and willing resale sellers. In summary, the widening gap between new and resale condos led to two possible outcomes. It's either new launch are becoming increasingly expensive, or resale properties are becoming relatively more attractive. These become even more prevailing when prime new launch condos are expected to hit 3,000 per square feet from 2027 onwards. If that scenario occurs, nearby resale condo looks significantly undervalued in comparison. Here, what are you waiting for, brother and sister? So, what do you think? Are new launch still worth it at today's prices? Or is resale the better opportunity going forward? Kindly share your views here with me. Let us have a fruitful discussion.